neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He's informing us that a parent, they love their children. So now the question is, which parent they don't like their children? Is there such a thing? Is it?
No.
Every parent, they love the children. Yeah. So now in our case, it says that Yitzhak Avinu, alav shalom, loved who? Esav. And Ibrahim, alav shalom, loved Yaakov. Could it be such a thing? The discrimination here. Could it be?
No.
Cannot
yes.
be.
Yes.
Well, it cannot be. How could it be? Can it be such a thing? No, it cannot be. Chas v'shalom. So here, that's why we have a very beautiful quote. It says that Yitzchak loved de Esav. It says et Esav. Instead of Ivra, also et Yaakov. There is an et that is extra. So from here, as the general formula is, anytime that we have et, it adds. Like respecting parents. It says kabed et avicha and so on. So here we learn, not that God forbid Yitzchak didn't love Yaakov, or Rivka didn't love
Esav.
They both loved both children. But one more than the other. Yitzchak loved Esav and
Yaakov.
And Rivka loved Yaakov
and
Esav. That's one point. Ve'ehav. For Esav, it mentions Ve'ehav, that means there's a difference here. It says Ohevet. For Rivka, it says Ohevet. For Yitzchak loving Esav says Vayehav. That means, what's the difference? One is past, one is
present.
For Esav mentions that Yitzchak loved Esav. And for Rivka Imenu mentions that she loves him in present time. What does it mean? What does that mean?
Is it because after Esav grew up and he became who he became?
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Beautiful. So now, before we go to this, so as far as both loving both children, so we see one was loved more than the other. So Yitzchak loving Esav more, that means he felt secure about Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because he was a good kid. He would do his homework. He would go to bed on time. He would always say, chash to his parents. You have to say Shechianu, you see such a thing? So Shechianu, but Rivka Imenu, why she did not love Esav as much? Why? Why?
She knew.
How did she know?
What he does.
How did she know?
Because when they were.
Mother knows everything.
Mother knows everything?
Yes.
How should he behave?
Understand, but the point of matter here is the same way that Esav was able to trick his father in the same way. Why? Usually the ladies are more easier to be tricked.
Yes.
So now, here we see that the background of Imenu, from what family she was from. Ah.
She already knew this thing before.
No, don't go too fast. Don't go too fast.
She hasn't.
How old was she when she came out of her parents' house? Huh?
Three.
Yes.
Yeah.
3 years old?
And she was always in the house.
At the age of three, she picked up everything in the house?
Yes.
Could it be such a thing?
Yes.
It's an unbelievable thing.
Yes.
That means the behavior of the family had such an impact on her even at the age of three. Here is an unbelievable message, a very powerful message, that sometimes the parents feel, you know, let them play, let them go out, it's okay to talk to him. But here you see, even at age of three, she had such an impact that now, as a mother, knows exactly who's this kid all about. Exactly like his da'i. That's known, that what the kids go after?
Da'i.
So that means before you go out, you have to go out with your brother-in-law to be, to see what he's all about. You have to check him. Did you check? It's too late. So now here, back to past and present. So now here, it says that Yitzhak Avinu Shalom loved in the past tense. So why? See, sometimes we kind of feel, you know, satisfied. What does that mean? Say, no, it's okay now. Allah, if not, Allah, at least he does this, at least. So the rest, you know, you close your eyes. You say, no, at least, okay, no, that's enough. So that's the story about Esav. Esav had, of course, as the Gemara brings, any time he would come to visit his Abba, he would wear the clothing of Adam HaRishon. You know what that is? Any time he would come to serve his father, he would wear the clothing of Adam HaRishon that Hashem tailored for Adam HaRishon. Was Yitzhak able to see? So what difference does it make? What you wear? You go with pyjama, you go tuxedo, what difference does it make? So here, the sages in the Gemara, they envy Esav. Say, wow, look at this. You know, I cannot be a tiny bit as a respect that I should give my parents. But here we see, that was the only thing that he actually was doing it as a habit. But the rest, it was a history. It's nonsense. So that's why we see later on, when he comes in and he realizes what he's all about, all the imagination that Yitzhak Avinu had, that maybe he's okay, has vanished, was deleted. That's why here we see that the term that is used in the Torah in the past, and not only that, we learned in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, any love, any attraction that is based on something, like let's say you like something that gives you good taste. So when you take the taste out, do you like it anymore? No. If there's a relationship, let's say, based on materialistic, so you take that, you take the car away, you take the house away, you take the money away, would it stay anymore? No. So that means, here he says, he loved them. Why? Side the feet. Why? Because he would serve him, bring him delicious food. But here Ibrahim Menuh says, no. I love him. Why you love him? Because what he is. It doesn't based on anything. So that's going to last. That's everlasting. So that's exactly the beautiful message here is that relationship that is based on intermediate. So then when you take it away, nothing remains. Why? Because it was only based on if he's there or not. The money exists. Okay, the car is there, yes, the house is there. But when you take it away, it doesn't exist anymore. So that's why here, it uses the past tense. What does it mean? If it's there, I love him. But if it's not there, I don't love him. And that's what exactly we always have to in mind. That it has, as the Mishnah explains, should not be talubed above, should not be based on something. It has to be pure, has to be only for the sake of what the importance of the person, the value of the person it is. Not, God forbid, for anything that brings that relationship together. Let's get
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.